Item 983.
Amend contract with Motivate International Inc., formerly Alton Bicycle Share Inc., to implement the bike share system not to exceed $2,175,000.
Second reading. Any comments, Commissioner Novick or others, before we vote?
Yes, colleagues. This is, of course, a second reading, or as Yogi Berra would say, it's deja vu all over again. But I'm glad we have two opportunities to talk about the fact that we are finally going to have bike share in Portland. I want to give a shout out to two members of the world's greatest bike share band who are here, lead singer Steve Hoyt Macbeth and lead guitarist Margie Bradway. Our drummer Gabe Graff was here earlier but had to leave. I know that some people have a concern about Portland based on another Yogi Berraism, which is people are afraid that eventually nobody will come here anymore because it's too crowded. And people might be concerned that adding bike share, which is, among other things, a tourist amenity, will contribute to that problem. But I would note that bikes take up less room than cars, so their contribution to overcrowding is minimal. And finally, I want to note that in honor of Yogi Berra, anybody who rents a bike share bike will be instructed, if you see a fork in the road, take it. Aye.
Did you call the next?
Doing roll call?
So that was the event, right? Yes. Got it. So it's been several years since the council made the policy decision to apply for grant money for a bike share program in Portland. At that time, I opposed the request for various reasons, first and foremost, because I believed the funds would be better spent on safety projects that would save lives. Other issues I was concerned about include the lack of helmets, safety of pedestrians with inexperienced cyclists on riding on sidewalks, and protecting the city's general fund. Later, when the contract to implement bike share came to council, I voted for the contract because the policy decision to move forward had already been made and the contract implemented that. So I'm going to support this ordinance for the same reason. The policy of bike share has been made, and as Commissioner Novick mentioned, your team have worked very diligently on trying to address the issues I've raised. I remain very concerned about the lack of progress made in finding a bicycle helmet solution. I appreciate the commitment of 120 days to figure one out. We recently adopted Vision Zero, putting cyclists on the street without helmets available to riders who may be tourists, who didn't bring their bike helmet and who might not want to purchase one, is counter to Vision Zero. And similarly, inexperienced cyclists riding in the wrong places downtown, particularly on sidewalks and along the MAX tracks, creates a dangerous situation. I personally witnessed a cyclist crash on the MAX tracks right after the Orange Line opening, and it wasn't pretty. I obviously, of course, also see a lot of cars driving in the wrong lanes on 5th and 6th as well. They have a little more protection than a cyclist or a pedestrian, and so I'm voting for this contract amendment, and I will look forward to working with the Bureau and the Commissioner on a very strong education component, encouraging helmet use, with giving directions on where helmets can be purchased, and giving directions that it is illegal to cycle on sidewalks in the downtown area, and it is very dangerous to drive on the tracks. Thank you for your attention to my concerns. Aye.
I want to begin by just acknowledging all the hard work of Leah Treat and the professional team at PBOT who brought this home and congratulate them, and also acknowledge that Commissioner Novick has worked tirelessly to bring us to this day, and thank you, Commissioner. I first started working on this in 2011, and that was the year in which there was a contentious debate at Metro about how the federal funds would be divided, and that's when I really first had a chance to learn about bike share and the benefits to our community. But frankly, what sealed it for me were two things. One was just the experience of visiting other cities in the country where bike share is a huge success, and I've mentioned New York, Washington, and San Francisco in particular. But the second really was the opportunity to meet with the proposed new operator, and I could not have been more impressed with their team and their commitment. And it, frankly, brought some of my concerns down about what happens in years 4 and 5. I think we are linking our fate to a professional operator that gives us a great chance to be successful. I guess just a point of pride, I wish we weren't the 65th city to adopt bike share. I think we'd all wish that we were in the top 10. But we are now joining 64 other cities that have experienced bike share and have provided this additional transportation option to their residents and to visitors. And I am confident that this will be a success. And I also appreciate all the steps that the Bureau and the Commissioner have taken to ensure that the general fund is protected in this enterprise. I wish you the best of success, and I can't wait to be one of the early adopters. Again, congratulations, Commissioner. Aye.
Yes.
Great work, Commissioner and Bureau. We often say that we should measure twice and cut once. I think this time we measured three or four times and cut once, but it's a good piece of work, and it will make a difference in a city where we've long believed that we ought to give people transportation choices and make them attractive. And this one will be, too. As I mentioned last week, you know, we've heard lots of predictions over the years of failure every time we've done something in terms of transportation innovation, from gubernatorial candidates who said we should lock up the light rail and throw away the keys when it was open because no one would ride it, to a friend of mine at TriMet, who I'll protect his anonymity for the moment, who used to call the streetcar the donkey trolley and also predicted low ridership. Every time we've done this, it's proven that choices attract people to take them, and this is a good one. So I look forward to having it on our streets. Although I still have the sticker on my bike that says Portland is just an avenue in Minneapolis that was supplied to me by one of those cities that's done this before us, that's okay as long as we're all still going in the right direction and more quickly. So well done. Thank you very much. Aye.